On today's 5:45, the Environmental Protection Agency has visited a wastewater treatment plant in North Tip. This is in the wake of complaints from a local angling club. It follows ongoing problems with the plant at Ballycommon, with raw sewage apparently discharging directly into the Nina River. Tip FM's Pat Murphy has been speaking with Secretary of the Ormond Anglers Association, Joe O'Donoghue, about the problems.
What's been happening, it's been happening quite some time, to be quite honest with you. I was just looking up some stuff there earlier on. A discharge license was issued by the council for that plant to discharge to the Nina River back in 2008. So it's there quite a while, and there's been problems with it more or less ever since. In the last few years, it's even gotten worse, because obviously the more houses are attached or connected to that in Ballycommon, the worse the situation gets. So it's a small plant down there. Obviously, it's not fit for purpose, and runoff from that winds up in the Nina River through this particular pipe. Now, I've been asking questions for the last 6 months. Has that pipe plan permission? I can't seem to find if it has. Nobody's come back to me and said, yes, it has plan permission. So we're assuming at this point that it doesn't. But it's doing untold damage to the river, to the ecosystem of the river. Even it's very noticeable at the moment, the fly life there in the evenings, you know, clouds of olives and sedges that fishermen, you know, would know all about. They're not there anymore. You go up above the town, there's still loads of them up there, but down in that particular area, for some reason, they're gone. And probably it's the damage that's been done to the ecosystem of the river by this sewage plant. You can't measure it. You don't realise it until it's gone and the damage is done. And that's the point, that's where we're coming from.
Now, by its very name, you would imagine that a wastewater treatment plant, that anything coming out of it would have been treated and should, in theory, be okay and safe.
Absolutely, that's what anyone would think. But it's described as a wastewater treatment plant, but it's not. It doesn't treat anything. In Ballycommon, it's a tank in the ground to which effluent flows in. The only thing happens there is there's air blown into it, causes it to bubble, but there is no treatment. There is absolutely no treatment. It's a holding tank, that's all it is. And this has been going on, as I said, for a long time. The more houses are built down there. Unfortunately, last year we had to object to houses being built, which is not what anyone would like to do at this particular time with such a scarcity of houses. But it was the only lever we had. And we did object to housing, 17 or 18 houses being built there, because we knew this plant just simply couldn't cope with it.
What have Uisce Éireann or the county council said to you when you've contacted them?
Again, they tell us, OK, there is issues with it, we're dealing with it, we will improve it, things will get better and all this, they'll take away the stuff more often. I think what's happening at the moment is they go down there with a tanker and they suck out some of this effluent and take it away and treat it somewhere else. I don't know where it goes after that. But you know, if you get a busy weekend down there and the truck doesn't come until the following Monday or Tuesday, like, everything that comes above the level in that tank is in the river. And like, the river, you know, we have a unique river there. From Ballycommon, or Ballyartella Weir up, the only fish you have in the river are salmon, eels and trout. Now, salmon are an endangered and protected species under EU directives. Eels are the very same. And then you have brown trout. And those fish, the salmon particularly, would have originated in the river. And as well, it's gone to sea, spent 2 years in the sea, gone through all the you know, what happens in sea and all the hazards that they entail out there, come back then after spending 2 years in sea, the first thing they meet when they come back to the river of origin is raw sewage. I mean, it's just, it's hard to believe that this has been going on for so long, quite honestly, you know.
You've escalated your concerns to the Environmental Protection Agency just recently.
We have actually, because as I said to you, we've been on to the County Council who were looking after it for Uisce Éireann, and we've been on to IFI, so on, you know, in inland fisheries and whatever, and nothing was happening. We weren't getting anywhere. There was no progress being made. So we did, and as I said, if you go down the river there, like, there's a stud farm down there with very valuable stock. Their stock are drinking out of the river. It's gone beyond just fishermen. It's just gone way gone beyond fishermen. Take Drumanier Bay, for instance, at the moment for the whole summer. You're going to have the water-based activities there for the children, which are absolutely hugely popular and very necessary. But the stuff from the Nina River is flown into that same bay. Like, you have to have a concern about it. But we did get on to the EPA, and they came there, officials came there, and we met them on the river on Wednesday. They did their thing. They took photographs. They did all their water samples and whatever. And they just saw what was involved. They went up then to the sewage plant in Ballycommon with the people from the Irish Water and the County Council, and they had a meeting up there with them. Now, the only thing I can say to you is, and one thing that we're absolutely thrilled about, they have told them to disconnect the pipe going to the river. And that to us is a big win, because it's the one pipe, it's only a small 4-inch pipe, but the damage it's done is unreal. And they've been told, I understand now, to disconnect that pipe, and whatever stuff they have to take, they have to take it away with the other stuff. So that's a win for us.